Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Life Conversations, committed to assisting you move from where you are to where you want to be. Have courage, make that move. Life Conversations. We dare you to live your best life.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting in the planet. Enjoy the show.
Hello there. My name is Michelle Brown Stafford, child prodigy mom and parental involvement activist, urging parents to get involved in their children's education. At the age of 13, our son, Stephen Stafford, became the youngest ever to enroll as a full-time regular student in Morehouse College's 150-year history. This occurred only after well-meaning educators failed to identify our son's gifts in the classroom. Knowing who our son was, my husband and I got involved and prevented Stephen from falling through the educational cracks. So parents, get involved. Stay involved. Your child's potential is definitely worth it.
Snickerdoodle, shortbread, fudgy nut bar. How many treats? Snickerdoodle, shortbread, fudgy nut bar. How many treats in the cookie jar? One.
Dad, you're supposed to jump over the rope.
One more time.
The smallest moments can have the biggest impact on a child's life. Take time to be a dad today. Learn more at 1-877-4DAD-411 or visit fatherhood.gov.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Life Conversations Radio. Giving a voice back to the community, 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 to the community.
This is Sister Nikki Harris. And this is our choir.
Oh,
to the Spirit, it's telling you.
If we unite in consciousness and remember that we are one, we can change the world. We can be the love that we seek to see. We can be the light that we're looking for. Someone needs a prayer today. Maybe it's you. Maybe it's a family member. It could be in England, where there's unrest and people pointing fingers. It could be in America where we're worried about 401k. We need one another. What are you going to do?
I'm going to pray. Yes, we've only got one thing to do. We can change the world if we want to. Come on.
Prayer is not a religious thing, and if you think it is, so be it. But prayer is simply shifting your consciousness, willing to see things differently. And when you do that, you experience peace right here, right now. Agape Choir, someone needs a prayer today. We can change your world, this world, together. Life is good. It's getting better. Go ahead, talk about it.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
That's it. Be the change you want to see, and we support one another. Betty Pegues and I are here. Good afternoon, good evening, good night, good morning, good day to you, wherever you want to be. That's right, wherever you want to be. At this moment in time. Okay. You are listening to Spiritual Tag Team with Life Coach Ade and Psychic Betty Pegues. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Wherever you want to be, good afternoon. Wherever you want to be, good evening. Spiritual Tag Team, Betty Pegues and myself, we are here. We are here to support you in being the change you want to see, to help you be at peace with the questions about work and relationship and moving and traveling and education. But you know, all of this is simply a tool to bring you closer to who and what you are. The song we started the show with is Someone Needs a Prayer Today, Agape Choir. If you want to find out more about them, you can go to their website, agapelive.com, agapelive.com. Find out all about the wonderful things that they're doing. And if you're kind of confused about this thing called God, and you're an atheist, you just don't believe in some man up in the sky, you're trying to grow spiritually, but you haven't found a place, agapelive.com. As a matter of fact, tonight, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, you can go to that site and watch your life unfold. Ooh, it's nice to see you guys in here. Thank you for joining us, all of you in the chat room. Gina Shea, it's nice to have you back. Do you have an update for us? Nahali, welcome, welcome, welcome. Precious 11, Precious 1, and Electra, Virtual Office Center. It's nice to see all of you. Those of you listening on the archive, the ones we can see, you know, everybody that's listening, everybody that's tuned in, everyone that's connected. Those of you on the phone line, Celeste, Tanya, Betty's in the house, and all the other listeners who are waiting in line for their questions. Thank you all for being here. It's Spiritual Tag Team time. If you want to find out more about me, you can go to my website. It's lifecoachade.com, lifecoachade.com. If you want to find out more about Betty Pegues, you can go to her website. It's Betty Pegues, BettyPegues. Weebly.com. That's Betty. Betty Pegues, Pegues. Weebly.com. And we're taking your calls, 347-426-3346. You can call in to listen, or you can call in with your questions. Betty and I are here to support you and transform your reality right now. Let me bring my co-producer, my co-host for Spiritual Tag Team, and Betty. How are you doing, Betty?
I am doing great.
Yeah,
you know,
that's
I'm having a few computer issues, but I'm moving and going through it.
I hear you. My software is going through a slow movement too. I just feel kind of I don't know, just not serene, just not laid back. I don't know the word. I'm gonna worry about the word, but I think as I was sharing with you just before the show, I had a conversation with my father, and he got me thinking about life and spiritual growth and transformation and the challenges that we go through and what's happening in the world. And it just, I guess I'm contemplative. I'm really reflecting. So I don't know what that, I'm just saying that's what I feel right now. So, but all is well, and I know you got some things to share with listeners. I may have some things to share once you trigger some stuff for me. But let's go right ahead. I don't have anything else to say but to hand it to you right now. Yes, I know. I know it's hard to believe. I know that I'm not doing my regular stuff. I'm just reflective. I'm reflective.
Well, you can jump in, because one of the things I want to share with listeners is about, you know, today I'm doing readings. I'm pulling cards to give angel messages. I'm tapping into spirit guides. And the thing is asking the right question. And we talked about this yesterday, Ade and I. There's a great book by Oram and DeBing. I think it's called Channeling, Medium Channeling. I'll get the correct name of it. But Oram and DeBing channels an entity pretty much like Abraham does. And one of the things it said is that, psychics and mediums and such should help people with their questions, because a guide will answer your question as vaguely as you put it to them. So you really want to, if you're the type out there who do go to get readings, or you read your own cards, or you like calling in to ask questions, it really will help you greatly if you are as specific with your question as possible. Keep in mind, I'm not answering your question. Okay, you can say I'm channeling your answer via an angel or a guide, but I'm not answering the question on my own. I am answering it somewhat intuitively, like Ade does, but it really, really helps to focus your question on what should I focus on, or what am I not aware of? They want you. It's answering those type of questions really will open up a lot of wisdom for you, and they want to guide you that direction. You don't want to say to your guys, "Am I going to have a relationship?" Because
you will eventually.
Well, this is the thing, you know. For your guides and humans, as I was telling you today, for guides and angels, they're not human. They don't think like we do. Their energy is different. They don't see a right and a wrong. They see an experience that you're having. And they can see further into you than you can at this moment of now. So if you say, am I going to have a relationship, they can quickly cut the question and say, absolutely. 8 years from now, 20 years from now, will I have a job? Oh, definitely. You know, 5 years from now, 7 years from now, even a year from now. But the question is, what can I do to make sure that comes to me? What do I need to vibrationally put out if I'm going to have a relationship, to make sure that I'm still in alignment with that? So it's really about, you know, asking the question. So Ade and I decided that when you call in or email a question, we're going to help you with it.
Yeah, and it's true. You know, I want to just piggyback on that. And, you know, just in the space that I'm in, I'm actually feeling like I just feel, I feel full. Let me leave it as that. But as Betty and I were talking yesterday, you know, we'll get questions about saying, and am I going to be happy? And is something going to turn out right? And I understand, I understand the questions. I do, but I think I know that we're in a phase right now where energy, everything is rapid and speeding up. And in order to catch up with the energy, we have to activate our true self. We can't pretend that we're just this dust in the wind, that we're not connected to source. So the question is, no matter what your question is, whichever way you can formulate your questions, bring it. If we think it's not clear enough, we'll help you. But it's time for us to dig deep and recognize we're one with God, and Betty and I are simply a channel, a catalyst for you to get clear about the answers that are already within you. Because the quality of your life is based on the questions you're asking. And But whichever way you have it, bring it. We need each other. This is what we do. Betty and I, this is what we major in. We're experts in this. I was telling her, if it comes to writing grants now, someone said, oh, you just get a grant. I'd be like, oh, no. I might ask dumb questions. I might say, well, what's a grant and who do I send it to? But if that's your expertise, you'd be like, oh, yeah, just give me that. You go online and pull it up. But let's just really go deep. And if you really want clear answers, ask clear questions. And speaking of questions, please, please, please do not send Betty private messages. Betty, no, I won't even say what I was going to say, but don't send her private messages because it's very distracting. We want her to be focused. Certainly, trust me, you want her to be focused. I do. But you can send me private messages. You can ask questions in the chat room, or you can call in 347-426-3346. If you don't want to use your name, that's fine. If you want to just, you know, we're here to support. We're here, we laugh, we giggle, we're silly, but we take what we do seriously. We're seriously having fun.
Very seriously.
Very seriously,
and,
you know.
And whatever you do, don't shoot the messengers.
Well,
that's the message.
As a matter of,
you can shoot at AK because he has a bulletproof vest.
I know that's right. You took it out of my mouth. Go ahead, bring it. I'm gonna start doing the matrix on your hips. Like, woo! Take that, God. God, take that. Listen, you can't shoot me because you can't. You can't do it. You can't. You don't even think about it. So anyway, Betty. Anything else I need to share? 347-426-3346 is the number. Press 1 on your keypad. We got some people waiting in line already. And Betty, anything else bubbling up for you before we take calls? I'm just
nothing is bubbling up. It's up for my spirit. So
yes, I feel
that's all that's bubbling up for me right now. I wanted to bubble up for everybody. You know what? I'm gonna say this.
Uh-huh.
When this person sits in front of me for a reading,
uh-huh.
and they are coming in a place of disparity, they're sad, they're confused, they're whatever, you have to understand that reader is also picking up some of that energy. So sometimes your reading can be a little off based on this energy you bring. So,
yes.
Folks, I want everybody out there, we have a lot of people on the phone lines, we have questions in the chat room. I want everyone to take a deep breath and feel good when you're answering this question. Bring me some good energy and so that you can get the best answer possible, okay? So me and Ade won't have to, you know, play doctor on you.
Well, I actually love, but you know, I love playing doctor because I believe.
Yeah.
I love being
able
to say, come on, let's dissect that question. I get off on that. Okay, so let's do it. And I don't know what's going on, but what's going on is what's going on. All is well and love is real. All right, let's go to 510 area code. How are you doing? And what's your name?
Oh, hello. Good afternoon. My name is Roseanne. I'm a first-time caller. And I hope I asked my question
correctly.
She said
you're a what caller?
I'm a first-time caller.
Yes.
Welcome.
Welcome.
Yeah,
welcome
you.
To the House
thank
of
you.
Love.
Thank you. Okay, I've been looking for a job for a while, and I hope I phrased my question correctly. Can you tell me what I might be doing? What kind of role am I going to play in my upcoming job, whenever that happens.
Mhm.
Okay. So you want to know? I guess the second part. What role you're going to play in the job?
Yeah.
You're going to have.
What kind of position will I have?
Okay. So the first thing, what are you looking for to do?
Well, I have a very successful background. I have a couple of degrees, and I have experience in management, in sales, and marketing. And so I'd just like to take all those skills and move them to another company.
So let me tell you the energy that's around you and what's going to happen concerning your job. And I'm going to answer that part first before I tell you what your role is going to be, because the role part might sort of make sense and flow in there. It seems like you will be getting a job soon. Okay, let me put it that way. The only thing that's going to be holding that up is any challenges you feel you may have in getting that. Now, have you been putting out any type of resumes or anything like that? Have you been planting seeds? Have you been going out and researching and putting things, you know, sending people letters or anything
like
that? Yes,
I've been sending out many resumes over the past year, many resumes.
Okay, so what's the reason I'm asking that? Because some of them are about to become noticed, all right? You know, it's funny. It says, there's a saying that when it rains, it pours. And
yes.
So you're going to see some people call you. So that door is about to open for you, which they're showing me you will be getting a position soon. They say you have very strong problem-solving abilities. You know, you almost have a masculine quality about you when it comes to work. That is, people tend to look up to you a little more than you anticipate, and you're quick at figuring out things, but for some reason you've not been utilizing those skills. And maybe it's because you have been putting out resumes and stuff and may feel that you're not quite getting what and seeing some obstacles in your way, a few challenges. And this is what's been slowing you down. They're saying, hold on to your seat, because now you have to, when you say, what is my role, you have to create that role. You have to say, in this moment of now where I'm at and what I do and the skills I now have in me, what feels right to me at this moment for me to go after? What do I want to create now based on what I am and who I am at this moment? They say, because once you say that and put that intent out, you're going to see things happen very quickly. Okay, right now is, you know, just by guessing what my role should be, literally is sending out the energy that people, when they read your resume, is going to guess about you. You have to literally say, this is where I want to be. And then tell your guys, when I say ask your guys the right question, this is who I want to be based on my skills. This is what feels comfortable for me right now. This is what I feel in alignment with. Now send me the people, places, and situations. Out of all that I've sent out, send the right ones to me now based on what I want to be. Otherwise, your guys are saying, you create your role, and then they will bring the things for you to do it. So,
yes,
you know, you have a lot of skills. You said, I have a lot of skills. I have, you know, all of this. What role am I going to be playing in a job? What the guys are saying is, we're going to tell you you're going to get a role, but we're going to tell you that role is, you're going to get a job, but it's going to come very quickly once you determine what role you want to play.
Okay.
And the role. They're there to help. Yeah, they're there to help you with that. They're there to help you. Now, meditating. Great. That's getting your answers. But don't put any expectation on how that should come or how that should look.
Okay. Yes, I've been meditating morning and night.
Don't put any. Now, have you been having a few problems when it comes to income too? Money?
No, I'm fine financially. I do know how to save, and I do know how to not spend. I'm very good at that.
Okay. All right, so what I did was I pulled some angel cards, and the same thing came up, what I just said, the guy said. The angel saying you really now need to send out your intent as to what you want to do at this moment. That's when they jump in and start getting the ball rolling. Otherwise, you're looking for them to say, this is my role and this is what I should do. Now I'm going to act. Once my guides and angels tell me what my role is, I'm going to act. And they're saying, no, it's the other way around. You tell them what your role is, and they will act. And so they want you to start manifesting. It seems like things for you are going to get even better when it comes to prosperity. I pulled a prosperity card. And that comes from all areas, not just money. So you're going to be okay right there. But they said they really want you to listen, really listen to what they're going to start sending you now. So it is great you're doing meditation. Stay doing meditation. But really put out any expectations of how you are to hear and receive the answer. Because it's not just going to come through meditation. The angels like to repeat things. And so you might, out of all of those applications and seeds you planted, you might hear a particular company mentioned several times out of the blue somewhere. And so they want you to just really start listening now to what they're going to see. And you're on the right track. just, you know, just now just start putting out what you want and keep it in your phone. Ade.
Well, you broke it down. So many thoughts are going through my mind, as you know. And Roseanne, you know, when you talk about the skills that you have, I mean, you're already ready. And I think Betty said it earlier. It's really you making that declaration, because and what I sense from you, I sense someone who's confident about their skills. So I don't really feel you're going to have a problem anyway. But in applying it, be real clear what you're good at. Be real clear what brings you joy. And now that you're looking for work, you can be picky about who you say yes to, because you set the intention that what I want to do, how I want to get paid, like Reverend Michael said, by setting your own pay rate, you say, this is what I want to do. This is what I want to be able to do this because this is my great qualities. This makes me feel good. And set that intention and just release it. Because the beauty of being paid to do what you love, there's no way to describe that. So Betty said it all. Step into this next moment declaring what you want, as opposed to saying, well, what kind of car do I want, or what's a good car to buy? Decide on what kind of car you like, what kind of cars you've experienced, and go to the dealership and say, nope, I'm only interested in that car. But be open. So there's a sense of specificity, if you will, but there's a openness. You're not rigid about what you say you want. I love the prayer when you make a list of the things that you want. You make the prayer, you say, universe, God, spirit, this is what I want, this is what I desire. This or something better. You were here to do great things, so you're going to do it. And just don't play small. Just do your thing and step into this world and let the world know who you are.
Well,
all right, Roseanne.
Thank you both. This
you're
was
very
welcome. Very powerful information. Thank you both.
Thank you, Roseanne.
Thank you.
You know, and I want to say this about this question things. I want to say this again, listeners. Don't be afraid, because Betty and I went on this tangent about asking the right questions. Just bring
it.
But we are going to do what we do. We're going to educate. We're going to inspire thoughts. We're going to be a catalyst for change. And really what we're really doing is just to get you to think differently. And Gina, you may feel like, okay, we're saying the same thing, because you have a question in the chat. I have a question here, Betty, in the chat room. And Betty says, will there be a breakthrough in finding a job?
Gina said it.
Betty didn't say it. Oh, no, that's right. Betty's the one with the answers. Well, Betty is the channel for the answers. Gina Shea said, will there be a breakthrough in finding a job? And how may I connect to this job? She said she's been unemployed for about 6 weeks and had an interview last week. I believe I did great in the interview, but not sure about the outcome. Let me say this, I'm going to hand it over to Betty.
Okay.
It's kind of similar to what Betty said, Gina, when you said, will there be a breakthrough? Yeah, there will be a breakthrough. Do you want a breakthrough? How will you connect? Okay, well, you've got to decide there's going to be a breakthrough first. And when you said, you know, I had an interview last week, you've been unemployed for 6 weeks. You believe you did great in the interview, but not sure about the outcome. Well, I hope you're not just waiting for that job. If you want something, just be like a farmer and plant your seed everywhere and just let them grow. Don't just say, well, this is my little patch over here. I'm just going to grow here so I can focus on it. Put the seeds out there and just let the spiritual chip fall where they may. So the question once again, Betty, that Jenny is asking, she said, will there be a breakthrough in finding a job? How may I connect with the job? She's been unemployed for 6 weeks.
Okay, Gina, the first thing, you know, that your guys are saying is they don't want you, they said it almost for them, they really don't want you to put your focus on this job that you want to interview for. It seems like they are guiding you right now. I don't know if you are, let me say this before I say that part, I don't know if you are worrying a little bit, if you feel there's some sort of time constraint about getting a job right away, if that's causing just a little bit of stress in your life as you look for this job, because that's what they're saying you need to focus on as opposed to the job. Otherwise, they're wanting you to take a little bit more care.
Wow, what happened?
See, you put.
Oh, Betty, I don't know if you disappeared or I did, but you just went into the ethers. So if you can repeat the last thing you said.
Okay, so what I was saying is, and you broke me. So what I was saying is the energy that we put out when we go looking for a job, is the energy that will come back to us concerning the job. Now, you said the job interview when you felt it was great. And it went really great. You have to understand, going through an interview, and this goes back to our guest yesterday on the show, but I'm going to put my two cents in it in this regards. Going through to a job interview during a retrograde is not going to prevent one from coming, but there's the energy around it that says the calls could take a little longer to come back to you. There could be slight miscommunication in the interview process and so forth and so on. And so that's what the guys are trying to say. They're saying, you know what, follow your intuition on this. Your intuition, and that was mentioned yesterday too, so it's funny they're bringing it up here. They're saying you really need to follow your gut intuition on this. Right now, there's a 50-50 chance, and I know you're saying, oh, it's a 50-50 chance we can get anything, but for you, literally, when it comes to this job, there's a 50-50 chance actually weighing more on the not side than the yes side as far as this job is concerned. However, there's somebody else coming up behind this that's going to offer you something that's going to be really, really good. They're saying, you know what, whatever you're going through right now, it really isn't as it seems. And so your guys are looking beyond your job right now, and they're saying, you know what, there's somebody coming up for you, Jinsei, that's going to, you know, offer you something. You are going to get it, but they need you to find some balance in yourself right now. They need you to work a little bit on yourself. It's been 6 weeks. They know this. They know what you're going through. The angels are saying the same thing. They say, look, we need you to find a little peace right now, and we need you to have a relationship with us. So they're really saying we need you to focus, you know, maybe on meditating, maybe connecting stronger with your guides and your source so they can guide you where you need to go. But just to let you know, there is something coming up for you. It may not be this one that you just went and applied for, and they don't want you to focus on that. You know, what is yours will not go past you. What's for you will not go past you. But you can't get it if you're in a state of anxiety, I need this job right away, I'm in a rush, I'm fickle. So they want you to concentrate on calming yourself, breathing as you look for this job. But sort of take a chillaxing attitude toward it as you go look. But one is coming up. So they really want you to right now not to focus so much on the job as opposed to focusing right now on yourself,
yes.
Figuring out, you know, what you want to do. So
I would just add as well, Gina, just be aware to not participate in people talking about it. It's not a good time to get a job. Oh, the economy is bad. Stay away from that. And I'm not just talking to you, everybody. We have to be in control of our consciousness and recognize what's going out in the world is the effect, and you are first cause, that you create your reality. And ultimately, if not everybody, I mean, unless you do it, if you're doing what you love, you're not worried about a job. But when people are concerned about work, it's because you're thinking money. Understand that there are many channels through which God can bless you. Many channels. Maybe it's a time to do something that you've always wanted to do, and you've thought, well, I don't know how to make money living my passion, my purpose, or whatever. But it's about being open, being clear, asking the question, but being open so that we can be the place where God gets to reveal itself. Gina,
yes.
Thank you very much.
Yes,
go
thank
ahead,
you,
Beth.
Gina. But I want to say to everybody, you can't get what you want if you're in a state of despair, if you're in a state of hopelessness, if you're in a state of worry. These are the wrong feelings to have as you seek what the things you want, as you seek a new job, as you seek to improve your relationship, as you seek to, you know, find yourself spiritually, as you seek through all of this. We are vibrational beings. We are operating on a frequency of feeling. So when you're going out to improve your life, when you're going out to find that job, when you're going out to improve that relationship or even find one, you have to do it from a place of a good feeling. and not a bad feeling. And I tell people, you won't get it if you're, excuse my language, pissed off while you're looking for it. You won't get it or find it if you're frustrated and worried and scared and fearful while looking for it. You can only get that with you can only get what you are feeling. So keep that in mind. You know, the guides are trying to shift your feeling so that they can help you. They have no control, absolutely none, over your free will. So even if they say you're going to find a job, you're going to get a relationship, you're going to get the new house, if you're still feeling despair, then it doesn't matter what they say. So, you know, try to find a good place, particularly if they say you're gonna get some money. I would say celebrate. Go, yes.
If yes, they said you won't, if they say you won't get a job for a whole year, celebrate.
Say, because hey, yes, that gives me time to catch up on my True Bloods and everything else out there. Yes.
It's true. It's so true. You know, there's a statement that says you don't get what you want, you get what you are. You don't get what you want, you get what you are. What that means is basically what you attract in your world is the vibration you're sending out. So if you're pissed off about your life and you get a job that's going to give you more reason to be pissed off, because it's all about energy vibration. We're going to take a quick break and we're going to come back. We're going to go take a call. We got a lot of people on here. There, if you've got a question, the number is 347-426-3346. 347-426-3346. Make sure you press 1 on your keypad. And we'll take questions in the chat room as well. Please, please, please do not send Betty private messages. You can send it to me. If you don't want to use if you don't want your name called out, just let us know. But send me a private message if you don't want to put it out in the chat room and you don't want to call in. But don't send it to Betty. We will be right back.
I am great. I am wonderful. I am whole. I am peace. I am here, I am strong, I'm free. Well, I'm the delight of God, I am you. I am healed, I am love, I am great. I am wonderful, I am whole, and I am free.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting on the planet. Enjoy the show.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Life Conversations works with people to increase their organizational and individual potential by assisting them in identifying habits, attitudes, beliefs, and expectations that hinder their performance professionally and socially. Life Conversations is committed to assisting you move from where you are to where you want to be.
When I was young, I knew something was wrong. My mother would forget to pick me up from school.
Drugs and alcohol may make you forget your problems.
My mother got help. Because of recovery, she is here for me.
Hi, Mom.
You ready?
Let's go.
For drug and alcohol treatment for you or someone you love, call 1-800-662-HELP. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Mom?
Dad, it's me.
We need to talk about sex.
I know you don't want to.
You think I'm too young.
You're afraid if we talk about sex, I'll no longer be your little muffin head.
Your Pookie Bear.
Your Lammy Lumpkin.
Your Bubby Chubs.
But come on, talk to me about sex.
Tell me you want me to wait. Sure, it'll change our relationship.
It'll make us closer.
I know you want me to wait to have sex.
So don't wait to tell me. Talk to me.
Tell me to wait.
And guess what? If you go to fourparents.gov,
you can get help on how to talk with me about sex.
Look, this is important. Come on, Dad.
Let's do this, Mom.
Talk to me about sex.
Tell me to wait.
And don't worry.
I'll always be your little muffin head.
Your ginger snap.
Your pumpkin face.
Your butterbean.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and this station.
Life Conversations. We dare you to live your best life.
There we are. All is well. I'm here. Yes, you're listening to Live Conversations, or you're listening to Spiritual Tag Team with Life Coach Ade and Psychic Betty Pegues. And just real quick here, I just saw something on Facebook. And those of you in Los Angeles, in the International Visitors Council of Los Angeles, they're giving out some kind of funding opportunity. So I see something here, so maybe somebody needs funding. The deadline is November 1st. If you're interested, you can call in. I give you the details, or you can ask in the chat room. I felt led to share that with you guys. So if you need some funding opportunities in Los Angeles, just call your brother up. I got you. Well, I ain't giving you no money. I ain't giving nobody no money, but I can give you the information. You can follow it. It's something that's on Facebook. If you want to find out more about Betty Pegues, you can go to her website. It's Betty Pegues, P-E-G-U-E-S. .weebly.com. Weebly is weebly.com. My website address is lifecoachade and lifecoachade.com, lifecoachade.com. And now we're going to take a call. Let's go to area code 956. Let's try this.
Hello.
Again. Let's try this again. 956, are you there? Or is that Betty? That sounds like Betty. Okay, there you are. What's your name?
Hello?
And where are you calling from? Yeah.
Hi, my name is Tony. I'm calling from Texas.
You said Tony?
You said Tony?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Tony. From Texas?
Yes, and I'm calling from Texas. Yes.
Okay.
Okay.
Now you're going to have to help me
with
the question.
We'll be willing to do that.
We're going to be willing. You'll probably get it right the first time, okay? So.
Okay. I'm actually in the process of moving to another city. And I feel that it's a positive move. So I want to make sure that I'm making the correct choice as far as the move. So I want to see what my guides have to say about that.
First of all, your guides are saying that you are too much in your mind. You are a thinker. Already made the choice. In fact, when it came to moving, it seems like you were trying to make sure everything was okay and everybody was going to be all right and so forth and so on. But you're too much into your head with that. Did you make the right choice? Yes, you did. Okay? Yes, you did. They're saying, you know, your angels are saying, you know what, you got to let some things go, though. You're clinging on to some things still. When you make this new move, and I'm going to say this in a jokey way because your guys are saying it in a jokey way, they're saying you need to break. That is, wherever you're moving from, as you go ahead, you need to break from all of that. Does that make sense? There's a lot of healing that's going to take place for you with this move. A lot of healing, a lot of rejuvenation. It's just going to be so great for you all the way around to do this. You said, I feel the move is great, correct? Keep feeling that. Keep feeling that. Now what you want to do to add on to that feeling, because you do have your guides and angels working with you at all times, know this. Tell them now to, you know, show you the next right step to do for the move. Let them bring the things that's going to make this move easier for you. And you're going to do fine. But this is a move for you. I don't like to use the word necessary, but this move is somewhat necessary for you. To let go of a lot of things you've been holding on to. That's been really taxing for you, too. So this move is going to bring you some stability. It's going to bring you a strong foundation. So, yes, don't, you know, always know. Let me just put it this way. Keep that feeling going. You're right where you're supposed to be. You're right on target with it. But get out of your head. You don't let other people start yapping in your ear.
I'm just so attached to my family. That's my thing. I've never been away from my family. That is going to be the first time. It's only a 4-hour move, but it's. Uh-huh. I mean, I am really attached to my mom, my dad, my sister.
Yeah.
So I'm just like,
you know what?
I'm really.
it's a 4-hour move, okay? Mm-hmm. You can always go visit him. You know, again, you know, we live in a world of technology. There's Skype, there's emails, there's everything. This is your journey, all right? So, and that's why they're saying when you go, you need to break. And maybe breaking is breaking away from your family. This is causing you independence. And this is something they feel you need. So this move is really, really good for you. And so do it happily. And know that your mom and dad is only 4 hours away drive, 5 seconds away Skype, a minute away text, a second away on Facebook.
Yeah, that's true. I guess I'm still a little girl. I'm the little girl, so.
I know. They're there, you know.
You
and
can
when
stay.
You start getting really independent and doing your stuff, and your mom and them come and drive 4 hours to you and phone you on Skype, you're going to move further away.
Maybe. No.
Wait a minute.
I love my
There's
mom.
There's reasons for people.
Thank you very much.
And so let's say that you talk about moving. Don't just move physically. Move in consciousness. You talk about you're attached to your parents. Mm-hmm. I get that. But you're always going to be connected to them. So, and Betty was telling you, mm-hmm. When you move, don't hold on to the past. The attachment is the cause of suffering. Because even mm-hmm. if you were moving to Australia, where it's more than 4 hours away, you know, you're always going to be connected to your parents. And you mm-hmm. can stay the little girl while you still mature. You become a mature little girl because then you can create for yourself and get to understand yourself better. But when you get that feeling to move, to do something different, is God in you, as you, nudging you to say, let's move, let's expand, let's fly, let's go out this nest, mm-hmm. let's explore all that life is. So to grow, to know who you really are, it's about having experiences and know that you're always going to be connected with your parents. Nothing can ever, there's nothing strong enough to break the connection between you and your parents. If death cannot break that connection. So when you know that connection is so strong, you can still be who you are, travel, and if you want to come visit every week, it's already there. But go to this new place from a new place. Mm-hmm. Be new about it and be
and
open.
And that's because I'm a mother myself. I think my daughter's more ready to go than what I am.
I was a little children sometimes, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yes. She's like, Mom, let's go. And I'm like, baby, are you sure? She's like, yes, Mom, let's go. Let's go. I'm like, okay.
Yeah. You may want to listen to your daughter.
Thank you very much.
Listen to your spirit, listen to your heart, listen to your soul. All right?
Thank you very much.
All right.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Rebecca. You know, I want to quickly, folks, me and I ain't going to do some spiritual boxing here. We might have to put you guys on mute or whatever for a moment.
I don't know what this woman's talking about, but go ahead.
But no, I just want to make a really quick comment. My guys keep pushing me to Rebecca in the chat room. You know, and she says, I'm going to assume Rebecca she can't go by, you don't know by name, she says.
Let me read for those who are not in the chat room. Rebecca's a she. She said, after a while, Betty and I are going to have this conversation. But anyway, just call me Rebecca, she said. She said, I would like to first say that I've been journaling and meditating for clarity regarding the next step on my journey. I seem to have a challenge when it comes to getting clear on just what to do next. And she has some other comments in the chat room about clarity. So she's confused about clarity. She's seeking clarity. So, okay, go ahead, Ben.
Okay. So anyway, as I was reading that, you know, what came up to me is she has a spirit guide that's sort of humorous. And I was supposed to ask her a couple of questions like, is she a lady? If mm-hmm. she says yes, then she's just exercise clarity. Do she like her favorite foods? What's her favorite food? What is that? If she know what that is, she's being clear. Clarity, you have to be clarity for clarity to come. You assign what that means to you. What does the clarity mean to you? You assign a meaning to it, and then you become it. Be clear of what you know right now, and more clarity comes to you. So you have to be that. When it comes to coming back to the States and saying what I want to do next, once again, you have to assign the meaning of coming back to the state. Then you have to assign how you want to feel about that, and then you do it. And so we have to realize our power. You give meaning to everything and anything in your life, and that meaning forms some belief system. And if your belief system is, I need clarity, then you're going to always bump into things that will make you uncertain about it. Instead, be clear of what you already know, and more clarity will come to you. So otherwise, Rebecca, what your guys are saying is, do not wish for what you already are. You are clear already. You have clarity. Woo. Now just exercise it.
I'm getting goosebumps because when you said that, I was waiting for you to finish, and now I'm looking at Rebecca's posting in the chat room. I'm like, this woman is already clear, but she's so clear, she said, I'm going to be confused about my clarity. She said, I mean, because you're already clear. Okay, so here's some of the things, and this is good for all of us, and because sometimes the thing that we say we want, we have it, but we don't ever recognize it when we have it, so we create chaos. She said, I want to plant seeds everywhere that the concern I'm having. So she wants to plant seeds everywhere. I would like to do historical restoration, paralegal work in intellectual property, spiritual work, and work in herbal medicine. Plus, should I return to Europe or stay in this place that I'm in, New Mexico? Then it goes on to say, I gotta read this. I'm working on getting clear. I know that this time here in U.S. has to be for something, because I know I always get what I need in every moment as I do. So she said, clarity is my wish. You are already clear. And the only thing you need to do is stop confusing yourself about the clarity that you have. You said you've told me this before, you always get what you need. So the only clarity you need now is the clarity in the now, which is, if you want to do paralegal work, go do that. If you want to do historical restoration, go do that. Don't sit saying, I need clarity. I want to do this, I want to do that, I don't know which one to do first. Why put yourself through that? I think you've got too much time on your hand. You're so clear that you want to create some excitement. You said you're here in U.S. and you know it's for something, but now you're wondering if you should move back to Europe. What are you doing? Stop it. Stop it.
Oh, my goodness. Ade, I want to say to everybody out there, do not be afraid of choice. Do not be afraid of choosing. Do not be afraid of making a decision and then fearing that you might make the wrong one. So, yeah, I'm going to quote from one of my favorite movies, Auntie Mame, when she say, life is a banquet and most poor fools are starving themselves to death. When you go to a banquet, you make
choices. So say that again. Life is a banquet and most poor fools
and most
are starving
poor, what
themselves.
She said, and most poor suckers are starving themselves to death.
That's funny. Okay, go ahead.
And how I break it down is, when you go to a buffet or banquet, you choose. You put stuff on your plate, you eat it, you say, I don't like it. You toss it to the side, and you go choose again. And you keep doing that until you find something that is satisfying to you. Well, that's life. You make those choices. You don't like it? Modify it. Change it. And keep going. That's the power of creation. It says, I can be and do whatever I want. If I don't like it, I simply change it or choose again. So don't be afraid of those options that people say, well, I have four things I want to do. I want to do this, and then I want to do this, and then I want to do that, but which one should I do? I say, which one feels in alignment with you at this moment of now? That's the one you do. And if it doesn't feel good to you after 4 months, 12 months, 5 months, 8 months, change it. That's the beauty and wonder of life, full of choices.
We're going to take a call now, the 850, we're coming to you. But the other thing as well is to Rebecca and everybody else is when you say, I want to do that. It's less about what you want to do. It's more about self-expression. So you can be self-expression and do as many things as you want. So it's not like, well, I don't have enough time to do this. Just be self-expression. Be the clarity. Be the love. Be the joy. That's who you are. It's not about what we are doing. It's about who we are being. Because you can't create the space where you do all of that and still feel trapped. So it is about self-expression. Let's go to 850 area code. What's your name and where you're calling from? 850. Let me push your button one more time. Push the button. Let's try that again. There we go, 850. What's your name and where you're calling from?
Hi, my name is Jordan. I'm calling from Florida.
Florida. What'd you say your name is again?
Jordan.
Jordan?
Yes.
Okay. Hey, Jordan.
Okay. Hello, Jordan.
What's your question?
My question is, exactly... Okay, no.
It's okay. Ask the question. Just ask the question. Just do it.
Okay, career.
Okay.
Looking. Yeah, career.
Okay.
What's the question?
That'd be. Okay, Where will I be at in 4 months from now as far as a career goes?
Okay. Are you currently in a job? Are you currently working?
I am.
You are? Okay, so. Are you saying where you're going to be at 4 months from now in that particular job? Or okay, so you're in a job that you're looking to get out of, and you want to see what energy will be around that within the next 4 months.
That's correct.
Okay. So let's see. Excuse me while I hum to myself.
While she connects with the guys and pull cards.
I connect. I didn't get out of my lane.
Okay. Oh, my bad. Ooh, sorry. No street lights. It's the street lights. Let me turn my light on.
Okay. First of all, Jordan, the energy around you right now is, you know, I can see why you're wanting to move ahead from this job. It seems like your time there, you know, is coming to an end. And you may feel you're not being compensated enough for where you're at. There's not a lot of stability there. Hello?
I'm here.
Oh, okay. It seems like there's not a lot of stability there. Or for you, it's not a solid place, which is that feeling of where I'm going to be for, you know, 4 months from now going down the road. One of the things is actually, you know, it's a good chance that if you start putting out the intent as to what you want to do next after this job, using this job as a catalyst to take you where you want to go. Otherwise, what they're saying is, can you work in this job and say, this job is going to afford me to pay a few bills, do a few things so that I can take that stress factor away from me while I send out this intention for now what I want to do. So this job is affording me not to have a certain energy while I go looking now for what I want to do. Because when you do that, you're going to find it comes to you pretty quickly. I'm picking, you know, I have the universe card, which means you've come a long way within yourself. And so there is something out there for you. But once again, it goes back to saying what it is that you're looking for. What do you want to do? Because as we broke the question down, it's very clear that you now want to do something different going into the next 4 months. Or maybe even 5 months. You have to determine what that is. Now, I want to ask you this. Are you looking to leave this job?
I am.
Okay. So you're looking to leave this job. Do you know where you're going? Otherwise, your guys are saying, you know, you don't want to walk out the door and saying, I'm going to work, but I don't know where work is. What idea what ideas have you put out? What intentions have you put out now for what you want to now do so they can start bringing things to you? You have to understand your guides and your angels are there to take you where you want to go, but give them a starting point. And in any given time, you can alter course, but at least you're on the starting point. So if I was to say, Jordan, what do you want to do now? You know, you've been working here at this job. You feel now it's come to its end. What's my next step? Where do you want to go next? Do you have any idea what that would be?
I do have an idea. I have a great idea, actually.
Oh, great. That is fantastic.
I got to jump in here. Really, it's your moment right now. You can get a food. So what would you like to do? What would you like to move into? If you were to create it, if it was up to you, and didn't worry about anything, not money, not people think, not nobody's opinion, you're just doing just what you want to do, what would it be?
It would be for a great corporation as far as the county, something to do mm-hmm. with bookkeeping or accounting.
Mm-hmm.
It would be a typical office job, 9 to 5.
Mm-hmm. You said it would be an office job, 9 to 5?
Yeah.
So when you see yourself doing that job, if you're in there right now, can you see yourself really enjoying it, loving it, being excited and be grateful, looking forward to getting back there the next day and don't want to go home because you're having so much fun?
I tend to take all my jobs that serious, but, you know, it's going to be what I can see myself doing until I get myself out of school and enjoying the job while I am in school and, you know, making accomplishments and moving up with the company. And, you know, I can see the desire, but I don't see it being something that I dream about in my sleep after work,
okay.
You know.
So I'll leave this thought with you, and Betty can just say anything else you want to say. I'll leave this thought with you. As you're getting ready to make this shift, even though you're a student, just imagine, just let your imagination run away with you and think of the perfect job where you can really just, every day you're there, you're like, I can't believe I get paid to do this. And the next morning you wake up, you can't wait to get there. It's not about taking your job seriously. It's about taking you seriously, knowing that even though you're a student, that your time is valuable. And if people want to hire you, they've got to be ready to pay for you. They've got to be ready for you to have fun while you do it. You don't have to do that right now, but you just let your imagination carry you away. Go ahead, Betty.
No, and you know what? You're pretty much saying it all. I want to say this. A lot of us put a lot of energy on temporary things, and we say, I want to do that until I get to where I want to be. I'm going to ask you this, and I want you to think about it. You don't have to answer it now. What would you feel like? How would you act if you had your ultimate job right now? How would you feel as a man? How differently would you talk to your friends? What differently would you do in your life? How would you walk differently? How would you be because you now are in the ultimate job, the job you've been going to school for, the job you've been training for? What does that feel like, and how has it affected you as a human being? What the guys are saying is, whatever that feeling is, you be it now. You be that feeling now. Because what will happen is this. You're saying, I want to, you know, have this typical office accounting job. And the first thing that your guy said is, he wants a typical job, but he's not typical. And so
I know that's right.
So you want these typical jobs, but they're not going to bring you joy because that's not who you are. And so they're saying, instead, tell them, I want a job right now that's going to align me with who I am right now, but still afford me to go to school. And they will bring that ultimate job to you. And what they're saying is, do not be surprised when that happens that you look back on your schooling and adjust that as well. So put out that energy. You're not typical. You're very, you know, a wonderful, fun guy. And so don't look for jobs just typical, just something to get by on. Because you're going to come across the same issues that you're having right now.
Yeah.
Okay? So, you know, put that energy out. Does that make sense? And that's what the guys are saying to you. But I want to say this, though. There is something coming for you. So if you put out the energy that I am now creating a space for a new job within the next 5 months, you will see one manifest, but also in the same breath, say it's a job that's in alignment, it's in alignment with who I am. And I'm beyond a typical person.
All right, Jordan?
Okay.
Thank you very much, sir. Thank you for calling. You're very welcome.
Mm-hmm.
Let's move quickly into the next call, unless Betty wants to add something other than that. We'll take the next 773. Is that a, I don't know, a Chicago number? I don't know. 773. Oh, man. Oh, I just love my guys, man. Anyway, calm down, Adam. 773. It's not that deep. Don't get go off on a tangent. Okay. So you're from Chicago, and what's your name?
Annie.
Yeah.
Annie, you're from my hometown. I want you to know that.
I love Chicago. Well, I think this is your career show, because I'm asking the same thing. When am I going to get a new job? I'm looking right now.
Well, you know what? Honestly, that's how it works. You know, we're all vibrational, and we tend to vibrate to people who's having the same experiences. And so I'm not surprised that so many people are calling, you know, about careers. So, Annie, you say, repeat your question.
When am I going to get a new job?
When are you going to get a new job? Are you currently in one?
Yes.
Okay, so you're like John. He's saying, I'm currently in a job, and when do I want to get a new job? When do you want a new job?
Yesterday.
Well, yesterday doesn't exist, so let's be in reality. That's our reality. So when do you want a new job? Now. Okay, good.
Now.
That's a good place to start. Good. Okay.
Okay, so you want a new job now. Okay, so what does this new job look like? Now, I'm asking you these questions, but it's actually your guys asking these questions. What does this new job look like to you? If you say I want a new job now, then you have to know. Collaborative and thought?
And fun.
And fun.
Collaborative and fun.
Uh-huh.
Well, that could be working in the circus.
I'm okay with that.
That's better your trip. Collaborate with the animals and have fun with the children.
But do you see what that means? When you tell your guys, I want a job collaborative and fun, they can say, well, we can do that. We can do it. We can send you in a ballpark and have you serve up some burgers. That's collaborative and fun. But is that in alignment with what you want to do? So what? Break that job down. What does the job look like to you as far as you actually performing it?
Okay.
Here's an example. So when you say collaborative and fun, it's almost like saying, oh, what do I need? What kind of car do you need? A car that takes me from A to B. But you can get any car to take you from A to B, but do you want a Chrysler? Do you want a whatever? I don't know, car models. Ford? Do you want a Saturn? Narrow it down. If you can create the job, the title, the pay rate, what would it be?
I'm going to work on that.
Okay.
Let me say this, and then before I tell you what they're saying, and this is for everybody. There's a part of, and there's a passage in Neil Donald Walsh's book, Happier Than God, that says everything that we want and everything we want to create it has already been created. If you think about it, if it comes up and you say, like Ade said, I want a Chrysler, it's already up there. You just now have to bring it down to you. If you cannot think it, if you can't say what this job is, then literally there's none out there for you right now.
Okay.
You have to say, this is the job I want. Now, keep this in mind. Don't worry about if it's the wrong choice or, and this is the biggie, if I go to school and I waste a lot of my school money and I got halfway through and I realized I didn't like it, it's all about choice. It's about what, based on who I am right now, based on where I want to go by year 2012, this is the type of job I would like to work in. And then send that out. Now,
okay.
When it comes to your current job right now, it seems like, you might seem like a loner in this job. What I mean by that is there are jobs when we get into that it seems like we're doing everything by ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
Even if we got coworkers, I'm still taking mm-hmm. most of the stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And so they're saying right now what they want you to do. While you're working on this, figuring out what you want, if they want you to just stay there and really just stand your ground, apparently, however you're communicating and what you're trying to do, you're on the right track, you know, and this job is going to, you know, you're going to exit this job very successfully. You never want to leave a job on a bad note. This is my philosophy. The second thing they're saying, get out of your head with it. All right, so
mm-hmm.
you can be over-analyzing things. You can be over-figuring out things. And that's what this current job and then going forward. So you want to do that. Now, when are you going to get a new job? Probably sooner than you anticipate. The situation that you're in right now is the energy around it is that it's coming to an end.
Okay?
So now it is very crucial for you to now figure out what you want and send that out because – you've got to moving on. There's a card that says moving on, and it seems like you'll be moving on from this job, but it seems like you should have moved on a little while ago. So
mm-hmm.
now the energy is coming around that says, you know what, you should have been out of this job.
Mm-hmm.
But the thing is, you've not put out exactly what it is you want. So it's
okay.
really difficult for them to guide you unless you give them a starting point. And keep in mind, they're not even if your angels came down and said, behold, I am your angel, and I see you in accounting, you still have free will to go, I'll try it. But, you know, angel, I don't like it.
Mm-hmm.
And change. It's not going to injure them or hurt them or anything. They're saying this is your free will. So figure out what's in alignment with you right now. And I like to say, who are you? What brings you joy?
Mm-hmm.
You know, what would you work at and do if you knew you weren't going to get a penny for it? But you would do it anyway because you loved it just that much. Figure that
okay.
out. But things are about to get better. You are about to move on. But I think they're putting that on hold until you
okay.
can really give them some guidance as to where you want to go. And that's when you're going to see things move for you.
Okay. But it's going to be a move positive.
It will be if you want it to be.
I do.
That's right. So there's no point thinking otherwise. You know, I was going to say before you ask that question is if you don't know where you're going, any road will lead you there. Be clear.
Yeah.
You declare it's going to be positive. You get to say what that is through your energy, your vibration. Law of attraction will support you. And what you see
Amen.
Is based on what you're sending out. So you send out the next job I'm going into. I'm going to love it. It's going to be fun. I'm going to be feeling good. You design it. It's your world, baby. Do your thing. Thank you, Ann.
Amen.
All right.
And
call us
so
back and let us know about the new job. All right?
I will. I got chills. Thanks.
Great. Let's go to, I think this is Donna. Is this Donna?
It is.
Okay. What's your question?
Hi, Donna.
Hi, Betty. Hi, Ajay. Okay, so
hey.
Question is, it seems to be all work-related today, but it is another work question. It seems I'm at a crossroad, and I don't have clarity on to what direction, if I stay in my job or I just need to create my new field of work and the direction that I'm going.
Okay, first of all, I'm going to say this because this is what your guys are saying. When we get at a crossroads, and it's funny, let me say, I think Ade mentioned this a couple of times, you know, on prior shows, that often the question that is asked can relate to a lot of people. And so you've been hearing me say this a lot today. Oh, this is for everybody. This is a part that's for everybody, too. You said, I'm at a crossroads. And what the guide said, and they were saying in general, is that when we get at a crossroads, it's not that we don't know which way we want to go. We're super subconsciously concerned about making the right choice.
Mm-hmm.
And then we think of the consequence of what would happen if that choice was not correct. And
that's
so
right.
Now we're back to square one, mm-hmm. thinking, oh, gosh, I got this crossroads. So the guys are saying, you always know what you want to do when you get to that crossroads. You got to get out of your ego mind. Only the ego mind tells you, you got to make sure this and that and other is in place before you make that decision. Or because the economy, I don't know if you should make that decision, or because whatever. You have to say, I'm at this crossroads. If I'm at the crossroads, there's a sign. All crossroads have a sign saying left, right, up, down, or whatever your crossroads signage says. You didn't have to look at those signs and say, now which one feels in alignment with where I'm at right now?
Mm-hmm.
And this is the thing. Do not be concerned, because sometimes you might see a sign that leads you one direction. You then look at another sign that would lead you maybe into an even bigger direction, more money, more prestige, more whatever. And then you start thinking of things you want to do. But that's not the road for you. What you're doing is you're looking at the materialistic part instead of the spiritual part. And the spiritual part said, no, we need you to take this role, this lesser role, because that role ultimately is going to bring you much more than this role that you're looking at that's going to bring you out of prestige instantaneously and everything like that. So you always, when you get to the crossroad, have to pick one that's in alignment with you right now. So those choices, Rebecca, that has brought you to your crossroad, Donna, think about which one feels right for you at the moment. Now, the energy around you that you want to shift a little bit, that's guiding you, that's having you at this crossroad, is, you know, I don't think you're feeling like people are really seeing what you're worth and what it is you can really do. Or, you know, they're seeing it, but you're feeling they're not seeing me in that regards. And so they're saying, you know what, this crossroad, whichever one you take, you're ready for. Otherwise, no matter which road you take, you have everything in you to deal with it. You're a very strong person. I love women who has that masculine quality and strength, yet can still be a lady. And they're saying that's what you are. And so you have this real good ability to tackle problems and deal with situations. Yet, I don't think you realize just how much people really look up to you or really listen to what you are saying or what you are doing, because there are. Now, your guides are saying when it comes to this, you're so in your head with this. You know, you're your own crossroad.
You're your own
crossroad. Don't laugh, buddy.
Okay, I won't. Okay.
What they're saying, and it's not funny, but what they're saying is you're in your own prison. Otherwise, you have all the keys. You have everything you need to go down any road you desire. But they feel you're thinking about it too much instead of going with the flow of your feelings. So what feels right to you right now? Not what feels right to you according to the economy, according to the family, according to the weather, according to anything. What is in alignment with me right now? That's where you want to start. That's the road you want to take. And you're going to see it be a successful role. Secondly, this you have a card that says new beginning. So if you're currently in a situation, you are definitely about to journey into a new phase, a new beginning, whether it's in that current place where you want it to be. I'm not feeling that it is. So the crossroads literally has led you to a starting point of newness. And if that's starting your own business or whatever, I would suggest you start focusing and putting your energy out on that, because you would see it be very successful in that regards. Your angel is saying they want you to start noticing the signs they're sending you. So they're trying to send you signs that says you're on the right track. This is the choice. You've made the right choice that you're supposed to do. And you are also, they're saying, she's also a very, you're a powerful light worker. You know, a lot of us don't know that we have a lot of positive energy inside of us. You're like a light worker. I say there are people out here who do work, and there are light workers. And light workers have this inner ability and inner light that actually lead people and help them. And the angel's saying she needs to know she's a light worker.
Mm-hmm.
So that's another avenue you might want to look in to see what that gift is that they're trying to get you to bring up, because that's what you're supposed to do. And he said, that's your true passion. So they're guiding you to on the crossroad. They're saying your true passion ultimately is helping others because you are a light worker. But for now, do what feels right by you, and then they will continue to guide you along that path. But get out of your head while you're doing it. Just stay out of your head and look for the signs that they're going to start sending you.
Get out your head, turn on your light, and you will find your path. Because really what it comes down to is being following one's intuition. You know, when Betty was talking, Donna, I had this image of you standing, and there's a road to the left, there's one to the right, and you think, which one, which one? It's 2 o'clock, which one? 4 o'clock in the afternoon, which one? 8 o'clock, it's 9 o'clock in the morning, you still stand to decide. The truth is, there is no spot where God is not. So if you go left, you're going to be in God's hands. If you go right, God is there. And if you go left and you think that's not the right one, you can always come back rather than staying in the same spot. But really, from your question, for humanity, the question what we're really asking is being able to trust, really trust in the unknown, the invisible, because we can never go wrong. We only think we've gone wrong because what we think about it, our belief system, and our judgment about the choices we've made. You can never go wrong. And how do you make sure you are in alignment with the choice that needs to be taken? Spend time to connect with your intuition. Pay attention. Spend time to be still. And just do it. Just keep walking. Keep walking. Your intuition knows the way. And I want to share this with listeners, Donna, and anybody else. We can't take another call. We've got a few more callers, but we're going to wrap up the show now. Celestine Prophecy is a great one for that. If you say you don't have time to read, get the audiobook. The movie is fine, but read the book, get the audiobook. I mean, there's places where the main character thought he went the wrong direction because he got captured, but he was able to find the information he needed by being captured, even though he thought it was a bad thing. You can never go wrong because God is the one that's really orchestrating this dance. All right, my sister?
Thank you so much. This really, really made me gain a lot of clarity. Thank you so much to both of you.
You're very welcome.
Thank you.
Today's show was brought to you by Career.com. Betty, So, Betty, we got about a minute left. Anything you want to say before we release the show? Unfortunately, we can't get to the other calls, but we're here tomorrow. Ask Life Coach at 8, and if you want a spirit guide question, I can tap in, but if you're still biased, you can go to Betty's website, bettypiggies.weebly.com. You can find her there. You can find her on Facebook. So, Betty, anything you want to say before we release the show?
No, other than just I want to thank everyone who called in and who listened to the archives. And believe me, if you couldn't get through or if you're listening, a lot of questions will apply to you just by the fact that you're there. Means that there is one of those questions will apply to you and you will feel that answer as well. So hopefully everybody will join us tomorrow. And Ade is very in touch with his spirit guide, very in touch with his intuition. So please call him tomorrow if you have a question and ask Life Coach Ade.
Ask Life Coach Ade.
In background.
Betty, no. Here's something for you real quick. Zula Zuli said, Ade, I've never heard Betty before. She's wonderful and centered and great alongside you. I only have great women around me. Great woman, great man. I don't have nobody who's a trip. I want people who can do this. Betty, thank you, thank you, thank you. I love you,
my
dear friend. See you tomorrow. Join us tomorrow, 12 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And just be here. And peace and blessings and trust love. All right, we out.
Everywhere.
Conversations, committed to assisting you move from where you are to where you want to be. Have courage, make that move.